Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and our favorite, Brendan Summers, back on with us this morning for News 10 NBC. Hello, sir.
Happy Tuesday. How are you?
Doing well. Brendan, would you like to share your thoughts as a newish dad on today's...
Oh, yeah, you would fit right into this.
On today's Savage or Sensible, some more baby content for you. This is prime. You're in the prime demo now. I don't know if you've seen these videos floating around of parents throwing their children into pools to teach them to swim. And by children, I mean like little babies, like probably maybe a little older than your daughter. There's apparently a reflex where babies can just naturally float on their backs. And the thought behind it is that if they happen to fall into water accidentally, that it'll buy them some time. They'll be able to float around a little bit, as opposed to obviously the worst thing possible happening.
So this is a thing, very real thing. Like, I've seen videos from like inside like training centers where you'll have the lifeguard standing there with the baby.
That is exactly the video.
The lifeguard drops in.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know if that's how they did it with me when I was a baby, but I can't imagine it. But they swear by it and it's working. I mean, it's the training model. And I have heard that, but our baby girl just turned 4 months, and I know that they do this very early in life where they just...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they go down like 2 or 3 feet, then they bob right back up, and it's just, my God.
I mean, hopefully.
Yeah.
Normally, normally, words that they're using.
We had actually a CPS specialist, a senior CPS person call in, or text into the show, rather, who said that they do not say that parents should do this on their own, certainly, and that even with professionals there is some risk involved of one big gulp of water, and it's bad news, really bad news. So
I know,
not for my son, not happening for him. Well, we'll teach him.
That's a level up of dropping the kid off at daycare for the first time.
Shooting him out of your car or her, I guess, in your instance. All right, so
again, leave it to the expert, please.
Right,
absolutely, for sure.
Jeez Louise.
All right, let's jump into it. Plenty to get caught up on today. Of course, we have known that this is the week we'll get the final decision on reopening schools. Now we know that it's going to be happening by Friday.
Yeah, so that's coming up. We had most districts submitted their plans there. We also learned there are about 50 that haven't sent
the
blueprints, by the way.
Procrastinators?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so this is maybe it's different than when we were all in college and didn't turn in that report or something the day before, because it was a lot simpler than some 150-page document of figuring out how to get 1,000 kids into schools in a pandemic. But yeah, so some of them have asked for an extension. We'll get an updated list on that
tomorrow. What is this, Breezy's taxes? What are they, your dad?
Literally, shade. But so true.
Did you file
so
for
true.
An extension this year, too?
After getting an
extension to midsummer.
Yeah, my dad had, I think they were due July 15th, and he waited till the last possible second, and he was like, it needs to be time-stamped or they're not going to accept it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've only been asking you to do this since February. It's July.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
You should just do it yourself.
Well, yeah. They're originally due in April. Everyone got a pass till July, and some people still filed for the automatic extension in October. So people, just get your taxes done. But for the schools, yes. So we'll get that decision coming up Friday from the governor's team. And again, we've talked at nauseam about the rate and everything. Like, case-wise, when it comes to the virus, like, our regions are doing okay. Now it's just, are your plans good enough? And what do teachers and parents think about the plan? The governor talked about this yesterday. you'll still have parents who say, you know what, I've read through my school district's plan, I still don't feel comfortable. There are a lot of people out there that don't want to send their kids off, and they have every right to keep their kid at home, and then they've got to have options for that. That's why we've seen the online learning models and figuring out what to do with that. And then it's, coming down to later this week, and then we'll turn around, we'll get the finalized plan. Schools will divvy up the kids into what groups they're going to be in, if they're like Monday, Wednesday, Friday at home, or vice versa. A lot of schools have set aside Wednesday as the cleaning day, and then everything will fall into place.
There we go. Any more protests planned for this week, by the way? I know there was a couple yesterday. Actually, there was a protest and then a protest to the protest.
I was there.
So,
Breezy drove by.
So we had this group that said they were going to go out there at 490 Cobbsville Park. And this is, you know, some local families, some teachers who say they're taking it a step further, saying we don't keep the public school buildings closed until we don't have any new cases for 2 weeks, which we haven't had that. We're still doing very well, but every day we're getting updates on, you know, a couple dozen or cases popping up here and there, but our infection rate is like 0.8%, I think, now is the number. And then people have pushed back saying we've got to do this to open schools. The president sent out a tweet overnight, it was just all caps, said open the schools. And we've seen a lot of that debate happening nationwide. And even some of our national leaders, the health experts, have said if you're in regions like around 5% or below, you can get them open. So that's where we're headed to. I haven't seen any more details about trying to rally again, but they have had these petitions going around.
Got it.
Yeah, that's really something there. I think schools are one of our main focuses, at least for this week.
Yeah. I mean, it should be always one of our main focuses.
Yeah,
education is sort of important.
And we have heard from people on the other side. There are still a lot of people who say we need to get the kids back in the classroom. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's leading the nationwide effort, has said it's going to be better for kids psychologically and nutritionally to get them back in schools, stressing that the key is that you've got to make the mask thing work, and then you've got to figure out when a kid or a teacher tests positive. How do you balance the threshold of when you step in and you close down a building? I've seen plans where no one's going to test a kid at home and then still send them off to class.
Sure.
But if you happen to find out that a kid is positive during the school day, or they've got symptoms that show up halfway through the day, they would shut down that part of the building for like 4 hours, and then the crew would go in and deep clean it. But then, like, how many kids do you go to before you close the school down for a day or two?
Right.
That's going to be what everyone's going to figure out working with the health departments.
Yeah, absolutely. And then let's talk about casinos here. Our governor's really not budging on the casinos reopening.
No, and this will, Breeze, for you, lump in the gym conversation as well. So we've got, here in New York, when you talk about casinos, the tribal casinos owned by, they've been open for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their own agreement with the state. So they shut down for a little while on their own to kind of keep it clean, and now they're back open. But the state-owned casinos, they're still closed, and the governor was asked about those as well as Jim, saying he doesn't consider them essential. Mind you, he gets that there are jobs, but he said you don't need to go to a casino is what he's saying. You need to buy goods, you need to buy groceries, you need to do such and such, and that's why they're still going. But, yeah, nothing for gyms just yet, which people have argued gyms fall in line, like people need to stay healthy, they need to exercise.
And not only that, but for your mental health as
well.
No doubt,
100%, yeah.
It's the unknown of figuring out how to make that work when you've got so many people touching weights, doing treadmills, they are still just hanging on and waiting.
I'm nervous because so many gyms are pivoting right now. We've talked about it so many times of the outdoor workouts, and that's all fine and well right now, because the weather's nicer. The weather will be turning here come October,
come on,
November.
Breeze. You can't cycle in the snow. Cycling in the snow. Why?
Cycle through the snow.
Yeah, see? Could be all sorts of themes. It'd be great.
No, it's not going to work. Right.
You're not going to go running on icy sidewalks through Park Ave
my head open.
But for Breezy, for a spin, the bike's not going anywhere. It's sitting there. Throw some reindeer
antlers
on there.
Unless it's like completely a shield of ice at the bottom and I'm just sliding into the road.
Well, how often does that happen? Very rarely. Certainly, listen, yeah. Go ahead, Brendan.
Yeah, we joke about it, but is that going to be something that's going to force the state's hand and the governor to find out a way that it's like severely limited, where it's, I don't know, 10 or 15 people inside an LA Fitness or a Planet Fitness? We'll see, because there's been a run on home workout machines for people stocking up and having them in their basement. And then on the other side, you got to think about maybe not the larger change, which they're going to take a hit too, but smaller gyms, like how much more can they afford just to keep going?
Sure.
With giving some people a break on their memberships. I know the Y has been treating something, their memberships, like a donation, or others doing a credit towards something in the
future.
You're
welcome, Y. You're welcome.
Yeah. But then you had the Y announce that it was closing some branches here and working out some deals with some other plants. And it's, how many are going to be left standing come the fall, 2021?
I feel like this would be a good time to tell everyone that I am selling my treadmill because I can't bring it to the new place. So if you're in the market for a new treadmill,
hit up Breezy. Scam her on Facebook Marketplace. It won't be hard. Brennan Summers, from News at NBC, on with us this morning. Brennan, obviously the pandemic hitting financially to everyone, but especially retail. I got word Lord & Taylor, which actually is America's oldest department store, just filed for bankruptcy. It was founded in 1826. There's one in Eastview Mall. For now, I believe it was reported that one will be closing.
Yep, on the list, and it's, you know, another hit. I mean, we had already been running stories in recent years before this pandemic of our malls just closing up. And I mean, you walk through, and it's just so odd because, like, when we were all growing up and younger, people still argue that we're all growing up still, but like that was the place to go. And you saw this mentality change that it was. I mean, even myself, I was talking to my wife about this yesterday when we heard about Lord & Taylor, is that we don't mind driving to a strip mall and going bouncing around to different stores or everything just being online now. How much easier it is.
It is. Mm-hmm. Shopping is so soulless online, though, especially for clothes. I've always said this. I don't know how anyone buys just clothes online. Like, it's a pain in the ass. You have to buy, like, 19 different sizes because some stores are one size and one store is.
And you're going there, like, regardless whether, like, they fit or not, because you're always going to have to return something, no matter what.
Just being in the dressing room and being able to see, oh yeah, this actually does look good, and be able to actually bring it with you, not having to wait. Yeah. It's a bummer.
There's just nothing like it.
And there's nothing like going to a store and hitting up the clearance section, where you could just go through everything. But if the thing with going to stores now is that a lot of them still keeping the fitting rooms closed, so it doesn't matter anyway. At least you can see it in person. And you know, companies have pivoted to now offering like free returns. If you just put it back in the mail or drop it off at Kohl's or something, you can get like discounts with Amazon Prime. And we already talked about Black Friday, like stores won't be opening on Thanksgiving this year. And it's all changing.
Free returns. Yeah. My mom always taught me to just head back to the back of the store because we are bargain shoppers in my family.
Get those deals. Brennan, let's move on from the doom and gloom for a moment, shall we? Let's talk about boozy ice cream. Now allowed in New York State. Thanks, Governor Cuomo. Must have been nice, by the way, for him to be like, you know what? I'm going to sign something that is not going to have a million people attack me for.
Yeah, so alcoholic ice cream and everything, people lining up to buy the pints of this, joking about how much they would have or if they could have gotten it earlier in the summer. This has been something that had been debated for a while and trying to pass it through to try to make it work. But now, you want to try to find some gelato that's boozed up a little bit with an ABV and mixed to, we'll see who can make the strongest type and the strongest brand out there here in New Yorkers to find to chill out on a summer day.
I think it is maxed out at 5 ABV. So I believe that's like what? Like a light beer is the same? A truly,
it's like a claw. It's like a white claw.
Yeah, same kind of deal.
Like a claw, yeah. But no laws with alcoholic ice cream doesn't rhyme like no laws with the claw.
Yeah,
so we'll figure that out.
They'll work on that. I'm sure there'll be something.
Laws definitely still apply.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Brennan, before we let you go, I want to touch base on, I know there was a pretty bad accident last night on 590 southbound. Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, so we were still trying to get some more details on who this was and the identity of the man. So there was a crash on 590 in Brighton near Winton Road. It's just after 3 in the afternoon. They believe the driver had a medical emergency and then went off the road, hit some trees, and, you know, there were no other cars involved given that time of day when you think about that in the middle of the afternoon heading into rush hour. And so the medical examiner is now handling that case, but that is something we'll keep up to date as well. And then also yesterday, an update on another tragic case that we got. They did find the body of the missing swimmer in the Rondecoy Bay, which is something they were looking for. This was someone who jumped off a pontoon boat with friends on Sunday. The current was rough. The conditions also hurt the search efforts as well, but they did find that man Sunday night when that word came through from Monroe County deputies.
Got it.
Okay.
Brendan Summers, let's wrap up with the weather for today, getting some of the fallout from Hurricane Isaiah. Did I say it right?
Isaiah?
It's Isaiah.
Oh,
you got it.
All right, yeah.
So
that's what I said, Corey, and you said no.
No, Isaiah or Isaias?
Isaias.
Ah, okay.
The S's. Yeah, so we'll have...
Exactly.
I failed Spanish, I don't tell you.
Maybe it will dissipate by that point. By the time we speak tomorrow, we won't have to try to revisit vocabulary again. But yeah, it made landfall in the Carolinas. North Carolina's Category 1 storm. It's been downgraded to a tropical storm now, and it's really just turning into a rain monster for D.C., Baltimore, moving up to New England today. We won't get any of the severe outbreaks from it, like the tornadoes like some places are dealing with, but some of our rain today is tied with that system. So it'll be hit or miss depending on where you are. You might get some pop-ups today, and then we will look ahead to some much better weather heading into the weekend.
All right.
Okay.
Looking forward to it. Brendan Summers for News at NBC. Thank you as always, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.